when you work together in a true partnership, you bring each other in early. And so working together on a problem, even if it's not fully thought through, starting early on that journey, I think can build trust together. And actually, when you get to the final point of, okay, now we need to make a decision, you've gone through that journey together.
At WeGrow, you know, marketing is still a relatively new function. I would say it's definitely, you know, a work in progress. But, you know, for, as you mentioned, successful, you know, CMO, CFO collaboration as we have with Mark, I think it starts with maybe co-ownership.
Hi, and welcome to CMO Convo. I'm Michal Afman, your host and a global marketing leader. Today, we have with us Audrey Massin, Senior Director of Marketing, and Mark Dickhouse, CFO at WeGrow. Mark, Audrey, so happy to have you as my guests.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, sure. So today's topic for the episode is essentially the connection and the really deep and important relationship between marketing leaders and CFOs. But before we dive into that, I would love it if you can shortly introduce yourself and share a bit about your background. So Audrey, maybe we can start with you.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Audrey Massette. So I lead marketing at WeGrow. What I can say is that I've been in B2B marketing over 10 years now, mostly working with international teams, from big global players to fast-moving tech startup and scale-ups. In marketing, I would say also that what I always enjoy is connecting dots between brand and business outcomes. So making sure that marketing is not just about awareness, but also driving real impact through demand generation, sales enablement, and go-to-market strategies.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for sharing. Mark?
Yeah, so Mark Dickhouse, I'm the CFO at WeGrow. I spent nearly 25 years, this is a bit scary to say that, but nearly 25 years now in finance. I started my career actually in the food industry. I spent 17 years at General Mills and I worked across 7 different countries during that time. And one of the things that's always been really prevalent for me is being a business partner, working closely with all of the different functions, but particularly in marketing as well, especially in a consumer focused company like General Mills. And then with WeGrow, I've been the CFO here for 4 years now. So I took the step of going into a more of a startup environment, working in tech since 4 years.
Cool. Thank you very much for sharing. So today's topic, as we promised, is the really unique relationship that is now currently being built between marketing leaders and the more financial type of unit. And I would love to hear from you. Why do you believe that it became such a critical relationship? Mark, maybe actually you can start with this question.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think all through my career, one of my first jobs actually was as a brand finance manager. And the key part of that role was to be almost shoulder to shoulder with the brand manager. So the lead marketeer within that team. And working together on projects, initiatives, understanding the consumer, translating that into numbers, telling the story to the leadership at the time, all of these things became really the core or the bread and butter of what we needed to do in our roles. So for me, that partnership, that cooperation is key. And I see it very much as a two-way thing. It's something that obviously you build trust and over time. But for me, that's really key to being a successful finance person. And I get my opinion as well to be successful in marketing as well, being able to work with other functions as well as in this case the consumer.
Interesting point of view, Audrey. What is your take on that?
Well, I mean, I totally agree with Mark. The fact is that I think also that not only finance and marketing, because I think it's really a kind of teamwork, but especially with finance, I mean, it's so critical because both sides really need each other. First, for CMOs, it's no longer enough to just be about creativity. We now have to show that marketing drives real business results. So the fact is that marketing is no more like a nice to have or maybe just a cost center anymore. And I would say as well that, you know, for CFO, the need for us, you know, to be sure that every euro spent is delivering value. So I think when the two come together, it's not just about, you know, managing budget. It's about, you know, making smarter decisions for the business, proving return of investment, because we have the same goal, you know, driving growth faster for the company. So I think this is why, you know, this relationship, I mean, matters so much right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we already had like also an episode focused only around the idea of marketing not being a cost center anymore, but rather of a revenue driver. And I do believe that that is the direction where we're going. So I appreciate your comment. Mark, you mentioned the element of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I would love to unpack. So how can marketeers actually build trust with a more kind of like finance function?
Yeah, I think two things come to mind. So one through that partnership is building visibility together. Audrey mentioned just then about helping to improve decision making or lay out the right things to make a decision. So working together to bring visibility for the broader team, I think is one area. The other thought that I have is when you work together in a true partnership, you bring each other in early. And so working together on a problem, even if it's not fully thought through, starting early on that journey, I think can build trust together. And actually, when you get to the final point of, okay, now we need to make a decision, you've gone through that journey together, I think it's a much smoother process. And by the way, of course, not all decisions stand the test of time. And there's a quote or a saying that always stays with me is that failure isn't the polar opposite of success. One of the things we like to do at WeGrow, and actually, you know, I've always liked to see in through my partnerships with marketeers is that trial and error. And it's not, okay, sometimes these decisions or these initiatives aren't always going to work, but actually what's important is that you understand that quickly and you adapt. And it's not that we made the wrong decision. It's that, okay, we just need to maybe amend or tweak a few things to improve the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. I also believe in like failing forward, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's the whole approach. Audrey, what's your take on trust and how to build the right relationship with the finance function from the marketing perspective?
Well, I fully agree with Mark in the way that, you know, trust also, you know, takes time. Understand, you know, I would say, you know, the whole company framework, try and after that adapt and adjust, because you know, it's not an exact, you know, science for sure. And also I think that trying to I would say start with transparency and maybe a bit of humility, because also as a marketer, when we have to expose, you know, the kind of objectives or way where, you know, you mean to be, I think we also have to be clear about what we are measuring and how we measure it, where the gaps are. So we are not only sharing, you know, campaigns, but I think we also have to understand, you know, what are, you know, the aspect, you know, I would say of, you know, importance for each department. So I would say trying as well to speak, you know, the same language, and showing that, you know, marketing is focused, I would say, on the same outcomes than the other departments, and specifically, you know, with finance.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do have a follow-up question. If you'd like to share some lesson learned about, you know, like from your experience and as well working with Mark and having this beautiful collaboration, what is something that you can share with the audience around like a lesson learned that you gain throughout this journey?
I mean, maybe one of the lesson can be, trying to bring evidence, because, finance, leaders such as Mark, I think trust you when maybe you can back up, your ideas with data, that connects with, business, I would say, any kind of business goal or priorities. That could be revenue, efficiency, or even time saving. So strong ideas are great, but also, showing their, real impact, I think it is what earns also credibility.
Interesting. Mark, do you have any lesson learned that you would like to share?
Yeah, I completely agree with Audrey there that share having an idea of the impact, but that maybe the one overlay I would add to that is trying to be clear when it's absolutely tangible, when it's certain, and sometimes where it's more instinctive, and maybe the return or the payback, sorry to use the financial term, but it's maybe further out. And in our world in B2B SaaS right now, we're making decisions that may not pay back for a year or more, and actually you need to kind of distinguish between those things that we're doing that we're expecting a short-term return, but those which play back over a longer time frame and then maybe come back on a on a greater multiple. So I think that's also important as well, just to be distinguishing between the two, because otherwise you risk to actually some things might be working. They might be helping you to reduce your sales cycle over a longer time period. But you might not, you might miss that if you're looking too near in. So keeping that longer term focus is important too.
Yeah. And I would love to ask the next question that I have in mind, which is around what does a successful CFO-CMO relationships look like, but more in practice, if you might share. So we've mentioned the trust, but are there anything around like processes or systems that you've kind of like enforced in order to make this collaboration work? Audrey, should we start with you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that so first, at Wigo, marketing is still a relatively new function, if I can say so. I would say it's definitely, a work in progress. But for as you mentioned, successful, CMO CFO collaboration as we have with Mark, I think you start with maybe co-ownership, because since it's we have to involve with finance early on. Mark mentioned that, before, it's not just at the point of, budget sign-off, but really as a partner in the planning. For an example, when we design our demand generation programs, we define together, how we will track the cost per opportunity. What we also did is that we even share dashboard, so the whole teams see the same numbers in real time. So that's why, if any assumption need to be challenged, we are doing it side by side. So I think that, when finances marketing, is taking efficiency and return of investment as seriously as they do, I think also this is, that's when the trust really starts to grow.
And Mark, what is your take on that?
Yeah, I think there's the, I don't look at it like we're just two functions that are communicating together and operating alongside one another. I see it more like we're two leaders within the business that are helping to plot the path forwards. And there's a few topics as well. We're a B Corp, and so we're thinking beyond the next quarter's results. We're thinking about our impact more broadly. And so with Audrey, we're talking about these types of topics as well. It's not just the transactional two functions. How do we operate smoothly together? We're thinking about how we maximize the impact of the business. Obviously, results are really important for us. I need to relay that back to the shareholders, and that's a common discussion that we have as well. I think it goes beyond the transactional, beyond the finance as a gatekeeper, and more into the partnership, the business partnership that we have together.
And you've mentioned early the different type of languages, like that we need to speak the languages of a CFO, the language of CMO or marketing. Would you mind sharing a bit on that?
Yeah, the fact is that, we sometimes use, I would say, some kind of marketing metrics or data, and it's always trying to repropose, to business, I would say, terms. For example, instead of reporting MQL, marketing qualified leads volume, maybe show, to the finance sales, teams, how many qualified opportunities, this campaign created, or, how those deals progress in the pipeline. So I think this kind of languages that maybe we should all, apply across the business.
And how can we start, for our listeners, how can we start attuning to the different type of languages that each department is having in the conversation? Mark, maybe you can take this one.
I'm just reflecting on that I think it's important to share the key messages. I wouldn't necessarily overthink trying to talk someone else's language. In a way, it's we each have that responsibility and hopefully that trust in our relationship that we can translate it into the information we need it for. Taking specifically the example Audrey just gave, I might need to convert that to understand our cost of acquisition. So I don't need Audrey to come and talk to me in that language necessarily, but giving me and sharing together that kind of information can help me translate it into the language I need. So I think the idea of speaking each other's language, I think actually I think there's more of an industry level jargon or language and a maybe a business level language that's maybe as important, maybe more important than the functional level language. And I feel that more in the startup environment. Maybe it was slightly different in a large corporate environment where actually the lines are a little bit more blurred. We're all stepping into each other's world a little bit more, and that's just the way it works within a smaller, leaner team. So that's my thought. I wouldn't over try to sort of overcomplexify your life and talk other people's languages, but maybe it's more about just understanding the implication of okay, these are the metrics that I'm looking at. Here's how it translates. Here's what's important for you, and having that translation is perhaps the most impactful.
Yeah, I agree. And just maybe the general rules of communication, right?
Yeah,
being clear, respecting each other. So
yeah,
I think that sometimes the basics work best, so we don't need to overthink it. So I agree with that. I would love to ask out of your experience, are there any specific methods or frame of work that you have used in your business that have worked wonderfully for you guys as a team?
I know, Mark, if you want to answer to this one, what we, I mean, as marketer, we usually, use maybe is kind of, investment versus impact, because it's maps, each initiative against cost, expected, contribution and also time to value. So this is kind of, model that we are, we are using, and also, with the sales team having share pipeline dashboard, as I mentioned, because I think is what is important is really having the same visibility into performance. So we are sure that alignment across teams are a lot of are a lot easier.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I would love to ask, do you have any tools or dashboards that have helped you in order to tie back the work of marketing into finance in a more efficient way?
We use tools like HubSpot, Salesforce to track, the full customer journey. Because again, I mean, the difference is really trying to share the visibility, of actions, impact, as we said before, trying to understand what is working, what need to be, reworked. So when marketing and sales, you know, are looking at the same data in real time, I think it stops being reactive, reporting, and I would say it's become more proactive regarding decision making.
Yeah, I think that the data and the understanding of the of that the understanding of that data is critical, but the it's useless if we don't do anything with it, right? So it's then, what does it mean? What do we do about it? And that usually comes through the conversation, as opposed to the, so the dashboard's important in terms of, okay, highlighting the data points that and you know maybe some digging required as well, because no system or dashboard is ever really perfect. But then converting those insights into actions is really important, and that's where the I think the value comes in, particularly in that relationship between the two functions.
Yeah, I think we agree both with Mark that, you know, since the beginning, we had this relationship of working together since the first stage. Because I think that when you involve finance early, they help check, you know, if your plans make sense, make sure, you know, the number are right, and catch maybe anything we might have, you know, overlooked. So again, involving, you know, finance from the start just makes, you know, everything easier later on.
There is a watch out there, is that you might get ideas from finance. Like those of us that think we're more creative than we really are, or want to be marketeers coming in with ideas. And Audrey's great because she makes me think that they're all good ideas, but I'm sure she has to filter them down. But I actually I joke, but I think that's also great, because I. Audrey's got experience, you know, prior to WeGrow, and obviously when we sit down and talk, she can bring elements to my role that maybe I haven't thought about through my lens. Hopefully, I can bring that also
For
from my
your
experience.
marketing, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's a good idea or not, I can't say, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. But you know, guys, not everything is always perfect. And also for our listeners, I would like to ask a bit of a more challenging question for Audrey, if I may. And that is, did you ever find yourself, or did you ever had a moment in your career when you needed to defend your marketing investments in front of finance?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's always a kind of challenge. Because the fact is that, I mean, if I talk about a previous role, I mean, I work on a brand campaign to boost for sure our visibility. I think LinkedIn or, you know, industry media, and it was also a new market. So what's happening, you know, it's always the same thing, is that you can't really see, you know, direct and immediate, you know, results to the pipeline, because it's just, you know, something so difficult to justify to the finance team. So what helped was showing kind of similar campaigns in the past, which led, you know, to more website visit or demo request, you know, over time. So I think that really helps to compare with past campaign. And also what was useful is team up with sales and to build the follow-up plan. So as an example, for this campaign, we could turn that visibility into real leads quickly, which seems like, you know, like we do, like, you know, email sequences and SDR outreach. So I think it's also at first, you know, I was maybe too focused on marketing metrics such like, you know, like views and so on, which didn't mean too much to the department. But I had to explain how this visibility, you know, would help us at the end reach more potential clients also speed up, you know, conversations or at the end close more deals. So in fact, I think since at Onsite made that connection to revenue, they were on board. It's just as we mentioned earlier, you know, having the same goals among the department, trying to have the same language, and after that, it's making, you know, life easier in the company.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you very much for sharing. That actually is a really interesting segue to my next question, which is around the more KPIs and metrics that we should track in order to understand, you know, the financial health and if marketing is a revenue driver. And Mark, I would love to start with you. Are there any KPIs that you can recommend also for our marketeers to, yeah, start communicating better?
Yeah, well, I think it links perfectly to the last question. I think anything that has an association with revenue and profit, especially profitability, is key. And understanding the situation or the company, where, you know, where what the company's focused on at that point in time, is it focused on driving growth? Is it focused on profitability? Is it focused on building market share? You know, what are the things that are most critical at that period of time will then drive the types of KPIs that that you'll be measuring. Because of course, if the company has you know, a challenge, let's say, to fund new initiatives, then doesn't matter what KPIs then profitability and cash generation is going to be the key things that you'll look at. If I give you a specific example as well, I mentioned earlier about cost of acquisition of new clients. So where if you're growing but you want to get to profitability as well, then reducing sales cycles, focusing on what the cost is of acquisition, that's something that's quite key. And then lastly, I think as well, being able to put the accelerator on the things that are working and put the brake on the things that aren't working, or adjusting the things that aren't working is key as well. And WeGrow actually is all about sharing and scaling best practices. So we try to practice what we preach there, in that if it's working, we want to lean in and drive it. If it's not, we need to adapt quickly. And so kind of looking at the KPIs, depending on the situation of what the company is trying to achieve, or what that campaign or initiative is trying to achieve, is key.
Yeah, 100% agree. I would love to ask a bit of a different question, and it's a bit more about the future skills that a CMO should have. Mm-hmm. So do you believe that future CMOs or marketing leaders will need to develop or to understand finance much, much more as a skill, so to say?
Since we are working, you know, hands in hands, you know, with finance, understanding finance, I would say, is becoming a must for CMOs. So, because leaders need to do more than, you know, create, you know, great campaigns, as I mentioned, but they have to show how, you know, those campaigns help the business to grow. So that means that knowing, you know, to read a budget, talk about revenue, or, you know, and explain, you know, the return on marketing spend. So to be and to feel more comfortable, you know, is key to know how to talk about numbers with the CFO, you know, as they do brainstorming with creative team, to be honest. So, I think that's an important, you know, skill that, you know, CMOs should have for in the future.
Yeah. Very interesting. Thank you very much. And this was actually the last question for this episode, but I do want to ask you if there's any final thoughts that you would like to share with our audience, any tips, tricks, or do or don't do in terms of building a relationship with, you know, with finance team.
I would say, don't think as one single department. We are all a team working together with the same goal. So involve finance area since the beginning and also the department. Again, you know, I see marketing more like, you know, or marketer, more like, you know, a project manager. So we are all together to drive the business and drive growth. So try to understand, you know, what move the business, how the other departments are working, so you will feel, you know, more comfortable to for the delivery. So yeah, I think it's really important. Speak the same language, having the same KPI. So it's really a kind, you know, of having a common goal to achieve together.
Mark, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would add on that is around the shared values as well, as in any organization, having shared values. So you see it on, let's say, the very visible part in terms of the day-to-day decisions, the interactions that we have, but below the waterline, you know, feeling part of that same team with shared values. And I mentioned in our case, we, you know, we're focused on having a positive impact for the long term and not just the short term. And I think having keeping your eyes and your decisions focused on, you know, putting it through that filter helps you get to a common purpose together, and ultimately drives a stronger relationship that goes beyond the day-to-day results or the quarter-to-quarter results.
Yeah, 100% agree. That sounds also like a lovely culture to have in within a team and organization, essentially.
Yeah.
Good. Audrey, Mark, thank you very much for joining on this very special episode. I think that, you know, like the relationship of a CFO and you know, the marketing unit is extremely important and interesting. And
yeah, sure.
Yes, we should have trust. We should have shared values, shared KPIs, shared goals, shared communication. And that is the key for success. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of CMO Combo. For more content like this, check the recommended videos on your screen now. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and hit the notification bell so you never miss a thing.